John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tonight and tomorrow night, this gentleman will be at Punchline Philly. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. His latest Comedy Central special is called I'll Say This. Joining us for the very first time, a gumbare, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Verzi is here in the studio. Good
What's
morning
up?
To you.
Thanks for having me.
That's quite all right. It's good to see you. All right. I saw your Just for Laughs special. I haven't seen this one yet, but I saw your the Just for Laughs festival. Yeah. I mean, that is really a coming of age thing. If you make it into that festival, you're making it. You're getting somewhere.
The craziest thing about JFL is you get there and it's amazing. You're like, oh my God, I'm here. And it's kind of like NBA. We look at it as like NBA All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
Right? So it's like you see everybody and it's everybody who's, you know, making moves. But then you look at the lineup you're on at night.
Right.
And you're just like, I mean, you want to talk about Merz, you're like, do I belong here? Like, everybody is just, and everybody's nervous. You see, like, legends.
Right.
Legends, like icons are just like, oh man, I hope this goes well. Just because it's that big of a deal.
Also, so many comics around. The last thing you want to do is fail in front of other comics.
That's more important. You know, I don't care about the Canadians. I care about Canadians for. You know? I care about my peers that are going to bust my chops back at the Comedy Cellar in New York when I get back there.
So where in New York are you from?
So I'm from Westchester County.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Is that where you grew up?
Yeah, basically for the most part. And then, you know, after school, I lived in Queens, lived in Manhattan. But I've always been kind of like outside, like about an hour outside.
Okay.
And now I live up in the country. Now I live in the country.
Ossining? That kind of country?
Further.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, I'll do shows in the city. And this is real. Like, I'll do like a bunch of shows in the city and I feel New York. And then I get home, and there's five deer on my front.
Right, yeah, I know
right
what that's
there.
Like.
It's kind of nice to have.
When I first moved here, because I'm originally from New York, and when I first moved here, you know, people are saying, like you know, well, gee, don't you miss New York? And I go, no. I said, you don't understand. I mean, I've come out of my house, and, like, I see deer, I see foxes. There's an owl who lives in a tree in my backyard. I mean, and I live, you know, 6 miles outside of the fourth largest city in America. You go 6 miles outside of Manhattan, you're in Brooklyn.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, though, I love living there, but my friends are afraid. They're not used to
all that open space and fresh air.
I have a buddy of mine, a comedian, Vlad, really funny, Vlad Camaño. He's Dominican from the Bronx,
right?
And he had like a panic attack coming up to my house, and he kept talking about every time I had this big barbecue. I have a blowout barbecue every 4th of July, and comedians from the city come up. And he just got out of the car, and he kept talking about bug spray, and he kept talking about getting bit. And I'm going, can you just get in there? Just relax, you know? And then a deer came in the back, and he could not. I'm not even trying to be funny here. He looked at this deer, and he was so locked in. It was like if me or you saw a UFO. And he's just going, and he just kept going, are you serious? Are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, it's not a rhinoceros in my back. It's a deer. What do you mean, am I serious? Like, that's how much in the Bronx this guy was. He couldn't believe he was looking at a deer. And they don't want to come up. They don't want to come up. So
how difficult, if you're living in all that beauty, how difficult is it going on the road?
I mean, especially like my kids are getting to, like, I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year. I have a 9-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter. And now it's like, that's actually the hardest, because now they're like, Daddy, you're leaving. Right. And I'm like, they kind of get down when I end. Like, I either got to bring gifts or FaceTime or something.
And not skip as you're going out the driveway.
Every time my wife wants to FaceTime, I have to put this lie on that I'm not shirtless laying in a bed. Like, I'll be in the hotel just completely just walking around in my underwear. I got SportsCenter, whatever it is. And I have to, like, spruce up and, like, just get it like I'm, like, about to do some, like, interview.
Does your wife have a hard time with you being on the road? I mean, I understand the kids. What about your wife?
My wife's got this thing where this weird thing happens where every time I'm on the road, and it always happens, like, it doesn't fail, something happens.
Okay.
Something happens, and then she blames me. So, you know.
Something happened at home.
Yeah, something happened.
And she's going to blame you on the road.
Yeah, I was in Chicago, and she called me up at about 12:20 a.m.
Okay.
And she goes, Lloyd got sprayed by a skunk. Lloyd's our dog.
Okay.
Okay. Lloyd got sprayed by a skunk. It's midnight. Hope you're having fun. And I'm going, what? I'm at what? So it's my fault. So it's my fault. I'm in Chicago and the dog, you know, got sprayed by a skunk. And she's going, I hope you're having fun. I hope the show went well. Okay. I got two kids. The house smells. And I go, well, did you wash the dog? And she was like, no. He's going in the garage until the morning. And I'm going like, and I'm just, and I had to be like nice.
Right, right.
So I'm going, oh, you'll be fine. You just, and she was like, I hate you. And then I have to deal with that. Another time my son, she's like, your son threw up all over the bathroom. You know, was the show good? And I'm just, and it's like, I can't control this.
Is she Italian also?
No, my wife is everything. My wife is like seven things. She's Scandinavian.
Uh-huh.
She's a little colder.
Right.
You know, yeah, Swedish, Finnish. Uh-huh. I've learned that. Because I'm Mediterranean. Believe it or not, my mother's 100% Greek.
Okay. Oh, all right.
My father's 100% Sicilian. My mother's Greek.
All right.
But I'm Mediterranean, so I come from warm.
Okay,
people.
Yeah, right, right.
I come from, hey, when I greet you, hey, how you doing? Right, a hug. My wife's got the Finnish and the Swedish and the German.
Right, right.
So it's not as, so, you know, that's a big fight. I go, can you guys be a little warmer at the greet with my family instead of this? Because that's, my family's a hugger. We're huggers.
Right, 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 right.
You know, and she's, what is that supposed to mean?
Don't run for president.
Well, yeah. What is that supposed to mean? You know, but yeah, it is what it is. Oh, I'm just glad I'm in the hotel when it goes down.
All right. How long have you been at this? Because this is the first time we're meeting. And
I know, I know. I've been a professional for probably about 15 years.
Is this your first time playing Philly?
No.
I don't know why I'm talking like that.
No, I've actually had an amazing experience here in Philly. You know, I'm a New York fan, and I know that with sports, it's hostile.
Right,
when you go into that environment, you never know what to expect. But Bill Burr, dear friend of mine, mentor, a few years back, we did the Wells Fargo Center.
Right.
Leading up to Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
And there was a few of us on the tour, and I'm at the Wells Fargo Center, and it was the first arena I ever did.
Which is rough for doing comedy. I mean, you know.
It's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's a different thing for sure. And it's actually better in the round, and this wasn't in the round.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
And I remember I was closing with a joke, and they were so amazing. The crowd was so amazing. And the Wells Fargo Center got quiet during your setups and exploded during your punchlines, and it was amazing. And during my closer, they halfway through the bit, they started to clap and give me, and I just had this amazing thing. And ever since that, I've had this connection with Philly that I really love.
Wow.
And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that moment and the people here, because you're always hearing the opposite.
Right.
You're always hearing like, oh, Philly, it's a hot. And I was just like, when I came out here, like the appreciation and how great it was. So I love it. And I did another comedy club out here too. But
yeah, well, just, you know, when you go on stage tonight, don't wear a Mets or a Cowboys hat and you'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. As much as I don't like the Eagles because I'm a Giants fan, my number one team that I cannot stand the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
Like to the point where I could handle the Eagles over the Cowboys always. So I'm in common. I can't handle it. I see the star. I can't handle it. It's actually bizarre that I'm a grown man with children and I get that like that
you
about
might,
it. That
you might as well
you'd fit
here
right
then,
in here. You fit right in.
Yeah.
Paul Verzi is appearing tonight for two shows, tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. You can get tickets through phillypunchline.com or 215-606-6555. It is a pleasure to meet you.
Oh,
please
pleasure.
Come back again.
I'd love to.
All right. I mean, because you know, maybe we could spend some more time the next time. But it's great to know that there is another man who suffers the same slings and arrows, as Shakespeare says.
Slings and arrows, as I do.
Because we're both married to crazy women.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.